You know, I think we do not, or I do not, give nearly enough thanks and credit to ABC Books on North Glenstone, an instrumental part of this show and an instrumental part in bringing you information that hopefully fits with you. And that's our author of the week. We do all sorts of different authors of the week. A lot of times, you know, they're political in nature, historical. Sometimes they're fun. And a lot of times we're fortunate enough to have somebody very meaningful that is local. And one of those individuals who's actually been in here before, I don't think for author of the week, is John Stroop. And in fact, a few months ago, there was an event we had you on when we were at Norma's Carriage House talking about that event, and it had come up about your book, Stop Loving Your Kids to Death. And I was like, well, we need to have you on as author of the week, and you were kind enough to do so. So thank you so much for being here. And if you would, so people know, and incidentally, he's in studio, so if you're watching on Facebook Live, you'll notice him in studio. And the reason I do mention this is because most of the time our authors are over the phone. So it's always a pleasure to have one in studio. Thank you for coming in. And first, if you would, tell us just a little bit about who you are as a person, individual. Who's John Stroop?
Yeah, so I'm a guy who started off in a different world, subculture, basically. Was raised in a different environment of crime, drugs, and ended up going to prison. I was homeless. I was a drug addict. And past tense, and so started off in a shelter here in the city of Springfield, fresh out of prison with nothing but a prison Bible and my faith. And God has allowed me to be a part of something bigger than myself, and met some guys at a coffee shop. We started a ministry called Freeway Ministries, and then we became a nonprofit in 2012, and I've been the director of that nonprofit ever since.
If memory serves, you were, when in prison, handed a Bible by an older gentleman. Was that correct?
No, I found a Bible.
You found a Bible.
Mm-hmm. And I had an I had a retired missionary write me in prison. I got his address, and he kept up with me for 18 months. And then he actually brought me to Springfield 21 days after I got out of prison and invested in my life with pretty much instructions. He was a voice in my life, and his name was Dewey Houston. He passed away in 2012, but... Yeah.
Well, and that's why we've had you on in the past, talking about the ministry and some of your outreach and efforts there and the tremendous effectiveness of it, which is such a positive thing. But our ABC Books, of course, sponsoring our Author of the Week, and this is where we're fortunate to have you and talk about Stop Loving Your Kids to Death, breaking the destructive cycle of enablement in addiction from a biblical perspective. So what's the book about?
So... the book is, it came from a phone call. Basically, I had a mom call me, and her daughter was a prostitute for drugs, and she had the children of her adult child. And she said, what do I do? My body aches at night. I know she's prostituting herself.
Yeah.
She can't come home. And I began to walk through steps with her because people are individuals, so you deal with them individually. So I asked her some questions, and I was just proud of her. I said, you're doing everything right. And she said, well, is there anything for us? And I said, well, who? She said, the families of drug addicts. Do you have anything from a biblical perspective? And I didn't. And so I wrote that book because of that, to help families. Many times people just need to know they're doing a good job, that it's not their fault. Many times people need to know how to help. They want to help, they just don't know how. And so I walked through that with them. And this book comes from my past as a homeless drug addict, as a drug dealer, to the road to redemption, to being walking with the Lord and being on the other side of things, and learning through recovery ministry how to help people and know when they're serious and how to know when they're serious. And so we put those things together, and I wrote this book.
We're talking with our author of the week, John Stroop, the book Stop Loving Your Kids to Death. Now, when it comes to enablement in addiction, enablement, what does that look like?
Yeah, it looks like you supporting domestic terrorism. And I know that sounds kind of wild, but I tell people we don't need terrorists. All we need is drug dealers and drug addicts. And so they do way more damage than a plane into a building. And I'm not taking anything away from that, but our communities are crippled. And so when someone enables their child, basically, they're loving them to death. They're supporting their habit, even by giving them a place to sleep.
Yeah.
And because, and so it just, it basically, the book, it goes through several chapters of what not to do, what to do, stop doing this, start doing this, stop doing this, start doing this. And it gives a person the ability to understand how to help, mm-hmm. like investing. What do I invest in a drug addict? Well, the only thing you can invest is something they can't trade for drugs, and that's instructions. Mm-hmm. I can't trade instructions for heroin.
Right.
And so if you invest in something, the return on your investment is the obedience of what you tell them to do. So that's how you tell someone serious. And so it's just very simple things to walk through, like, for instance, creating a false world that doesn't exist. That's enablement. Whenever you do, if you make a mess, or who cleans that mess up? Do you go to sleep and magically when you wake up, it's all clean? When you fill the laundry basket up, it doesn't empty itself and clean itself. And so what happens is people create a false world that doesn't exist, and these men and women they have an entitlement mentality. And all of a sudden, I call it the King Baby Syndrome, you know? They grow up and they're adults, but mentally,
right.
They're children.
Yeah.
And it comes from mom and dad loving them, but crippling them through enablement. And so that's what the book's about.
Yeah, and I suppose it's more extreme examples, but I think how difficult, and thank goodness I've never been in this position, but you see the stories, or you hear the stories about parents who, they have a child who's an addict, and then they give them that place to stay. And the outside world sees it in, one way, and so easy to understand. Well, I mean, you're enabling them. But that is your child, and so you start thinking, well, what's worse than being addicted to drugs in a warm home? Well, it's being addicted to drugs out. So I'm going to make things worse. I'm actually helping a little bit. And then those that do perhaps say, no, I'm enabling, then others will, and there's probably a guilt. I mean, there's got to be a guilt there. And others that will criticize, how could you kick them out when they need you the most? I can't imagine how difficult it is to have to deal with that situation.
Yeah, so... and if you, as you quoted the book, it's from a biblical perspective. And so, people need to be broken over sin. And so, the only way they're going to do that is if you stay out of the way. And here's what I ask people all the time when they talk about their kids. I say, how old is your child? And they say 35. And I say, your child's not a child. Your child is a man. And, you did your job. You raised them. Mm-hmm. And so now you have to live your life, right? And so rock bottom is not a place. Rock bottom is a state of mind. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does.
And so they say, well, I don't know how much worse it can get. They did 20 years in prison, and they went through this and that, and they started using again. It's not a place. It's a state of mind. Mm. It may be you kicking them out and them knocking on the door and you putting a restraining order on them that makes them hit rock bottom to where they're ready to change. And so... You can guarantee this, that your kid is more likely to quit and hit rock bottom if they have to come down off heroin with a rock for a pillow under a bridge than they would with a refrigerator full of food sleeping on your couch mm-hmm. in your warm house.
Yeah, because that it makes it easier to be an addict. It makes it more comfortable to be an addict when you do it that way. I really like what you say and what you write about. What can you provide that's not enabling or that can't be misused or abused? And that's information, the proper information. Because I've been a firm believer that someone who has any sort of addiction, whatever it may be, until they decide within themselves that they want to change, then it just can't happen. I mean, that they have to want that and desire that. And so I think, well, what if you have someone who doesn't really, they're not ready. They don't really want it badly enough. All of the things that you might give them to, quote, help that they could misuse. You give them money, they use it for drugs. You give them a safe place to stay, that helps enable them. But like you say, information, if they're not ready, they can't use that information that you provide them to further their bad behavior. So you are giving them tools that can only be used for good. And I think that's pretty profound. That's really interesting.
Well, we have homes for people to live in called discipleship houses. So we have around an average of 30 to 40 on any given time in Southern Missouri. These are ex-convicts, people who have been in addiction, and they're all working, paying taxes, serving the community, part of local churches. And when they want to come into the house, if they're on the street, we give them homework. So I will give them a week's worth of things to do. We give them classes to be at every evening. And if they want to come and they're serious, they'll make every single one. If they don't make every single one, we start over and make them do it again. And the reason is because drug addicts are highly motivated people. If you tell a drug addict, do this and I'll give you a bag of dope, I guarantee they won't have an excuse why they didn't get it done. Just think about that. Mm-hmm. Because they don't have a job. Many of them have warrants, so they can't work. But they have $500 a day drug habit. Drug dealers aren't giving their drugs away, brother.
You know, that's a really good point, because I've heard these stories before where those dollar amounts will be mentioned. Like, you got a $1,200 a day or $500 a day. And I'm like, how on earth? I mean, I have a job. I wouldn't be able to support that. And that illustrates your point about how highly motivated they are, that they find a way to get it done.
And that's how we know who's serious. Hmm. And so I'm not going to waste my time. I don't have time to waste. I'm looking for people who are willing to do whatever it takes and invest in them while I have life on this earth, so I can make a global dent for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know? And so we invest instructions in people, and people who are serious respond by doing what you tell them to do. It's like investing in a stock market. You invest, you get a return. You invest some more, you get a return. And so that's what we do. When we don't get a return on that investment, I'm not investing anything else until you do the first thing I asked you to do. Yeah. And so that's what we teach parents and churches and pastors. So that's my heart, is to give people an avenue to know how to help and not hurt others that are in addiction. And then also create a support group for families of drug addicts that people can use from this book, because the families aren't numb. The drug addict is. The families feel everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's my heart from the book.
I'm going to take a quick break. More with John Stroop, our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. The book, Stop Loving Your Kids to Death, Breaking the Destructive Cycle of Enablement and Addiction from a Biblical Perspective. Our ABC Books North Glenstone author of the week, John Stroop, Stop Loving Your Kids to Death. What do you see is like the biggest mistake enabling parents, or maybe their grandparents, maybe the most common, let's say that, the most common enablement that is out there?
Parenting out of guilt. That's the most common to me, is, you know, when a drug addict is an active addiction, they're master manipulators. And so they will blame the parent. It's your fault. You don't love me. I deal with a lot of Christian people. And so they'll say, if you were really a Christian, what would Jesus do? It's because of your past that you put me through. It's because of you and dad divorcing. If you don't do this, I'm going to die. It'd be your fault. Don't come to my funeral. Nobody cares anyway. And so
so they make the decisions based off their emotional reaction to those statements.
They feel guilty.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've seen about everything you can imagine. I had a lady who had a 41-year-old son who carried around a pistol in his house on his hip, and his parents were senior citizens, and he was they were terrified. And I went over there to talk to him while he was on Adderall and all kinds of stuff, and she said, "What do I do?" Same situation. I had a guy call me. His son has 2 master's degrees. He's a raging alcoholic on a GPS monitor, living in his house. Hmm. 2 master's degrees, and he's enabled. What do I do? Go to the police station, get a restraining order on them, have them removed from your home.
You know, this isn't just when it comes to enablement, but people oftentimes, they find themselves in a situation that they know this is bad, and they desperately want help. But then when you tell them, like, well, I can't do that. Well, you're at, you know, this is what you got to do. it doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. If it were, you probably wouldn't be in this scenario right now. It is hard. And I'm sure, I mean, you must deal with that constantly.
Well, the source for truth is the Word of God. And so that's what we base everything off of, because it's perfect. And we're not, and our emotions aren't either. And so I'm just going to be straight, as honest as I can be with you today. Here's what happens. The best thing that can happen to the drug addict who has an enabler, besides getting off of drugs, is either the enabler stops or the enabler dies. And that's hard. That's terrible.
It's reality.
But I tell parents and grandmas and stuff like that all the time. I say, listen, if you don't stop, you're going to die. They're going to spend all your money, and then they're going to have to hit rock bottom without you being here to help them when they're ready. Or you can let them hit rock bottom right now, and when they're ready, you can be here to help encourage and coach them along. And I've seen generations of people be enabled by the same person. Their dad was enabled. Their dad goes to prison. They end up going to prison. They get out. The same person enables them. And then they have kids. And that same grandma or grandpa enables the kids. And the best thing that can happen to them is either that grandparent stops or dies. Because then the enabler's gone, and they have to do it on their own.
John Stroop, the book Stop Loving Your Kids to Death. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. And then, of course, we're talking about the book. But if people outside, and this great place to start, go to ABC Books, pick this up. They need maybe help, direction, counseling beyond that. What do they do? Where do they go? What's the best way to contact you or the organization?
FreewayMinistries.com.
FreewayMinistries.com.
Yeah, or, okay. You know, Freeway Ministries Facebook, John Stroop Facebook. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming in, and you are more than welcome back anytime on this show.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, you bet, John. Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. Here's Bailey with traffic.